Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Given to me by Bobby Palermo to give to Donald Trump for his campaign when he went and came down the stairway, and we'll cut that down a little bit there. But Bobby, of course, is still around. He's having some issues. He's not performing as much as what he used to. But I played that for what it said to begin with, the words. And it is what it is. But welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, Florida stations. Now, we're broadcasting, of course, to great radio stations out there on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live on the website. And, of course, we're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets in America. And, of course, just for good measure, we have some of the leading independent stations in there that are joining us, too. We thank all of them for carrying our program, as well as streaming live on the Internet around the world. And that's where we get the listeners we do in Germany and over in India and other places. And, of course, we're on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, of course, we honor and we respect everybody working on the Third Watch. It's not an easy thing, and some people can't do the all-night jobs, but this is when America's needs are met right now on this shift. And we welcome the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and thank them for the job they do, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, the FedEx and the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers. And, of course, can't forget our suicide jockeys out there. And a big round of applause for all of them. They can't do enough. They can't do enough. They're the backbone of America. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And don't forget, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. We have our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And we're on numerous podcast locations, 53 of them to begin with. So there you go. All right. Well, we got the applause group ready because right now, guess who's on the phone line with us? It's Kyle Horn, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
They had some practice, and they're warming. They're just coming down from their big high of yesterday. All right, thank you, guys. Now, it's 81 degrees right here right now, and mostly clear skies again tonight. We had one heck of a lunch yesterday over at our new place, the Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, and their fine restaurant they had inside, and they treated us very nicely. We had more people show up than what I thought were going to, about double, to be honest with you. And then we had a lot of the golfers came in to have lunch because they were curious to see what we were doing.
Very cool, so, indeed. Yeah,
yeah, so there
like
you go.
A great time.
Yeah, we had about 35, 40 people inside the restaurant itself, so I don't know if we're responsible for some of that extra stuff or not, but the two ladies running the restaurant said that it was the biggest lunch that they'd had since they'd opened the place. So maybe that had something to do with it. We'll see. Okay, you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, that pretty much takes care of a lot of things because our country, we really do need some judicial intervention somewhere here, and people need to wake up. Well, I'm just going to start out by saying this. It was a sad day yesterday for America, as President Trump said, former President Trump, and will long be remembered as a dark day in our history. Special Counsel Jack Smith unscaled his latest indictment against former President Trump. We all know it's a miscarriage of justice again, and the wind has been unleashed and a whirlwind is going to be reaped. Now, this is going to come to backfire on these people, I do believe. Because all the talking heads, even some Democrat talking heads, are saying that they may have bitten off more than they can chew right now. And there is a strong possibility, not saying it's going to happen, but there's a strong possibility this entire case could be tossed out now, isn't there?
Well, certainly given the statutes that they're using or the laws that they're using, the way they're trying to shoehorn all this in there, at the very least, on appeal, it would be, I think, really, really fair game. Yeah.
Well, there is no case once they do that, and they could get it tossed out of court to begin with if the proper motions are brought forward. More on that when we come back. Kyle Warren and myself on a Friday morning, Friday morning, TGIF. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, if you want to opine, it's 877-969-8600. That's the call in line, 877-969-8600. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Yep, MyPillow.com, where he's got an another one of those super specials going on. That's his 20th year anniversary, and he's basically selling everything that's there, whatever it is. He's got some savings right now, up to 80% off on selected items. But you got to go to MyPillow.com, and when you get over there, you need a promo code. The promo code will always be one word, Captain. Easy to remember. Captain, that's the promo code at MyPillow.com. Go over there, take a look at the specials, see what he's got marked off and how much you can save. And by the way, if you want to call somebody, they're there right now in the middle of the night, 800-641-5459, 24-7 number, 800-641-5459, 24-7 on that number. You can get help, you can get answers, you can place an order, whatever you want to do. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. And happy shopping. And next hour, I'll tell you a little bit more about what they're selling and what's on sale. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Is it fair to say that this indictment of Trump by the DOJ is a declaration of war against the American voters and conservatives in particular, the people on the right side of the aisle that don't share the progressive left, liberal, socialist, Democrats' views? Is that fair to say?
Well, it's a declaration of something. It's a declaration of a strategy, perhaps, because they are concerned about what Donald Trump represents. Even though he may not represent all the people, he definitely is a force to be reckoned with, and they're frightened, I think, of him getting out there and talking about these various things in the way that he can do.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm going to try something here and see if I can get this to play. I hope I can. But the police chief in Washington, D.C., was giving an interview to Tucker Carlson, and the interview did not get aired on any of the networks other than the website for Carlson. And I'm going to play it here. Well, let's see. We'll take a call first. We just had a caller come in, then I'll play this. All right. So let's go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning, Captain and Kyle. This is Tom from Clearwater. And
hi there.
I was just calling to – good morning. I was calling to wish the Coast Guard a happy birthday today.
That's right. Yep. Are you a Coastie, sir?
I was.
Okay.
Put in my 4 years and spent time on an icebreaker most of the time.
Mm-hmm. But, a little cold, wasn't it?
It was, a little bit. But, yeah, so I just wanted to call and say semper paratus to my fellow Coasties.
Sure.
And happy birthday.
And we're going to mention that when we do the military segment here in a little bit. So thanks very much, Tom. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Captain. You too. Goodbye.
Yep. All right. Now, let me try to play this, Kyle, because this is the former police chief who, by the way, he didn't get fired, but he resigned. After the episode happened in Washington, D.C., because he actually warned the mayor and Nancy Pelosi and everybody else what was going to happen, and they ignored his request. So let's see if I can get this. Should start up.
You're very restrained and rational and not given an overstatement, obviously. But the facts that you're describing are shocking.
The reason why I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, why did you write this book? I try to do what I can to get the truth out.
Yes.
You know, they didn't want me to testify on February 23rd at the Senate hearing. They don't want people that are still currently in positions on the Hill. I actually had to go in and talk to a friend of mine on one of the oversight committees and say, I will come there in person. I want to be there. I want to testify. So I'm glad you think I'm reserved. I'm, you know, to be honest with you, I'm a little pissed off. Because if people were reporting the intelligence correctly, if I was allowed to do my job as the chief, I got a significant experience. If I was allowed to do my job as the chief, we wouldn't be here today. This didn't happen. Then see how, you know, out there, you're lambasted in public. And it's all, you know, everything appears to be a cover-up. Like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when you look at the information the intelligence that it had, military had, it's all watered down. I'm not getting intelligence. I'm denied support National Guard in advance. I'm denied National Guard while we're under attack for 71 minutes. You're in a fight?
Yeah.
A fight for a couple of minutes.
That one
wears
minute.
You out.
1 minute.
I was going to say, 60 seconds, 3 minutes?
Yeah,
let me tell you, it wears you out. My officers were fighting for 80 minutes before the...
I'm going to stop it there, Kyle, because the audio is a little bit choppy, and I don't know why it's doing that. Maybe I can send it to you, and you can see what you can do. But that was the police chief the day of the problems there in Washington, D.C., and he was telling about the fact that he had already given information, intelligence, up the ladder that made it all the way to Nancy Pelosi, and they did nothing about his requests. He said, I want the National Guard here with our police. I want them here now to back them up because we're not going to be able to take this when these people storm the Capitol. And he was already talking about they were going to storm the Capitol based on the intelligence he had. Now, how do you think he knew that?
Yes, a very good question, but if it was foreseeable...
No. I thought you'd get the answer right off the bat. He had people in the crowd.
Okay.
So he knew what they were going to do. Some of the instigators that were in the crowd that were revving people up, he knew exactly what they were going to do, and his people in the crowd were alerting the police officers, the Capitol officers, that, hey, you better get ready. Here they come.
And if it was foreseeable, then the powers that be, which go right up to Nancy Pelosi in this case, being in charge of security for the House, ultimately, they should have had those National Guards troops come on in. The president, by the way, had already approved them. So it wasn't as though Donald Trump said, well, we won't have any National Guard, it's not going to be a problem, they'll storm the Capitol, it'll all be okay. It wasn't like that at all. But in my opinion, Captain, I think there's a distinct possibility that somebody somewhere wanted a conflagration, as it were,
they did.
At the Capitol building.
And that would have been the Democrats sitting there on that committee Nancy Pelosi was in charge of, and she should be the one sitting there on trial for dereliction of duty.
Very possibly so, and I don't know that that will happen anytime. But what this will do, though, Captain, again, you'll get this all brought out into the court of public opinion, assuming the trial goes forward, assuming that Donald Trump can put on a defense and all these different things. If they want to relitigate January the 6th, then I think Donald Trump says, bring it on.
Yeah, because I think they'll find out. And by the way, here's something else I need to mention to the audience, and they probably know this if they've been paying attention. We have a pretty intelligent office, audience, rather. About 50% of the country has no clue who, what, when, where, or how anything like this happened on January the 6th. They just have not been being told the truth. They listen to ABC. They watch CBS, they watch NBC, and they're locked into that go-nowhere, know-nothing news that's out putting out an agenda, the government, Biden government's agenda, and not the actual news.
Well, it's unfortunate, right, because there's a lot of filtering going on, a lot of self-filtering, unfortunately. So, but if this trial, let's say, that's going on during the campaign, they've asked for a speedy trial. The government has in this point anyway.
You know why?
This is going to be, why is that?
Because they want the verdict out there before the polling, the voting starts, the primaries, they get into the May.
Well,
pair.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. But if everything becomes everything all day, total Trump wall-to-wall all the time, then there's a better chance that it will break through the noise, even with the filtering.
Well, we'll see, but I have no confidence in the fact that this media we have, this mainstream media, will do the right thing and report this accurately. I have no confidence at all because they haven't done it yet. What makes you think they'll do it now?
Hey, well, I think you got a point there.
I got a real good point there, and I know I do. So there you go. But anyway, and we're coming up, let's see, we're coming up on the break. I'm going to forward you this clip while we're on the break, and we'll see if there's something that you can do to it, because it was choppy on me. And, I mean, there's a lot of great information in there. If you can clean that up, we might be able to use it. But it's really, really direct and to the point, and it's stuff that we haven't heard yet. Based on a book that's out there by that police chief right now, former police chief. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle, folks. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to recruit Kathy and bring her into the mix and let her take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Yeah. USA News Update.
So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America.
Former President Trump's comments after pleading not guilty to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Speaking from the airport in Virginia, Trump noted he thinks the case is persecution against a political opponent and politically motivated.
This is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America. This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers.
The National Insurance Crime Bureau says the full-size Chevy Silverado and Ford F-150 pickup trucks were the most stolen vehicles last year. More than 700,000 vehicles are stolen in the United States each year. Thanks for listening. Tim Berg, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And Relief Factor is part of something that I take, part of my daily regimen, have been for going on 13 years now. And I take it because of two reasons. It works. And you wouldn't hear me talking about it if it didn't. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is how you get the pain, how you get the swelling, how you get the suffering with whatever it is that you got going on. Now, this will lower or eliminate pain associated with the problems that you have by going straight to the source. And I'm telling you, it's 100% drug-free, and it just simply works. Just simply works. And by the way, if you've got a sore back and maybe you've got a wrist that hurts or maybe an elbow that hurts, it's actually going to help you with all three of those because it's going to keep going to try to relieve you of the problems you've got. So there you go. Never seen anything quite like it, but that's the way it works. So anyway, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's good for you. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets, 4 capsules, easy to take in the packet, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start that gets it all going, $19.95. And you find it at relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And when you do get the 1995 3-week quick start, you'll be afforded the opportunity to either go on a monthly shipping basis, or you'll be able to buy a 2-month supply, and they'll contact you a couple months later. That costs a little bit less because they drop the price on a per capita thing. The more you buy, the less it is per dose. And then, of course, they've got a 3-month supply as well. Whatever you want to do, you can do. It's your call. Okay. Relieffactor.com/captain, 1995. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. 1995, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try. And you might be very pleasantly surprised, like a lot of people have been in the past. Well, we heard from Mr. Devin Archer because the transcripts of his testimony came out. And I knew the Democrats were sitting on some stuff and didn't want you to know about some of what was said. But basically, he hung Joe Biden out to dry. I mean to dry, by telling people that he actually, at these dinners, spent hours talking to these people about these business deals that Hunter was working up.
Yeah, this is huge. Again, every single part of this, it's not, Captain, just like there's like a little bit of something going on here. This is, you know, this is devastating. I would perchance to think if this was any other politician who had the same kinds of allegations, that they would be running for the hills by this point, because it's just too overwhelming. It's too much stuff.
If this were Democrat John F. Kennedy, nobody'd believe it. If this were Republican Ronald Reagan, they'd believe it, even though they didn't want to, and they'd do something about it. Anybody but a Democrat, okay, that's the way it's going right now. Anybody but a Democrat. The Democrats are lousy liars, number one, because they usually get caught. You know, history with them is not good when it comes to lying. They usually get caught, and boy, have they caught him this time. Now, my only question is, and we talked about this yesterday, it's becoming a question of when and not if they're going to bring impeachment charges. And a lot of people are wondering, well, you know, even if you don't have the vote, why don't you start an impeachment inquiry right now? Because that's what it would be, an inquiry, and get the information out there. Because, again, as we just mentioned in the last segment, about half the country has no idea what's going on because they listen to the alphabet soup networks like ABC, CBS, and NBC. That's all they watch. That's all they get. And they don't get the true story. They get the propaganda issued by the Biden administration.
Well, certainly an impeachment inquiry would give them better abilities to do investigations and gather evidence. Of course, once they go to that, then the left is going to lose their minds, and it will be all over the place that these crazy MAGA Republicans are going at it again.
I don't care. What? They need to do it.
Well, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, yep. So be that as it may, they will be able to get a lot more information that could likely lead to an impeachment. And again, they have the House Republicans would then have the task of getting the country to realize that something egregious, totally egregious has happened, high crimes and misdemeanors that are provable, there's a money trail, all that stuff has to be laid out, and then get that critical mass for impeachment. Otherwise, the left will continue to spin such a thing as just another partisan maneuver, much like the Democrats did against Trump. That was a partisan maneuver as well. So there wasn't this grand, this wasn't this grand swell in the country to impeach Trump per se. So they just have to be very careful what they're doing. But it looks like they're getting more info every day anyway.
Well, they are, and somebody is leaking information, and I don't think it's the Republicans leaking the information. There are more Democrats that are coming out saying, we don't want Joe Biden to be our candidate.
It's harder and harder now to hitch your wagon to Joe Biden and now Hunter Biden, who's inexorably connected now to his father. So Joe Biden can't say, well, this is my son. He kind of was wayward. He made a lot of mistakes, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, in other words, try to take the tack that I think one of the former U.S. senator said, I think it was McCaskill, I think, who said, well, they're getting after Joe Biden for loving his son. Well, that's not what anybody's getting after Joe Biden for. They're getting after him because it looks more and more like he was partaking in these schemes.
You'd love your son too if he brought home $1 million at a clip.
Right.
I mean, come on, let's be honest here.
I suppose, but if it was dishonest, if it was somehow also kickbacks or something, you know, quid pro quo for something that you're not supposed to do, like influence peddling or policy changes or things like that, Joe Biden could have taken a different road, but it didn't look like he did. He kept driving that Corvette.
Joe Biden's political career has been a lie from start to finish, with all the different things that are intertwined as to the things that he said he did, the schools he went to that we found out he didn't go to, the law firm that he was supposedly a part of that we found out he wasn't a part of. He was a failure as a lawyer, by the way, and that is a fact. And he was a failure as a state senator. He didn't pass, get past half the things that he wanted to get past. But he got behind, he got the backing of the union because he always stood behind the union, and that's what got him elected. The AFL-CIO and all their little brother and sister unions were the ones that got him elected.
You know, Captain, when Barack Obama, when he announced his VP pick, and it was Joe Biden, right? He kind of said it just like Joe Biden. I thought, number one, I don't think Obama really means this. I didn't sense an enthusiasm in his voice about it. And I was completely surprised that Joe Biden would be ascending somehow to the vice presidency after all, everything that happened with exactly what you just said.
Biden was not the first pick. We know that now too.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, the Neil Kinnock plagiarism, all the stuff you just mentioned, that should have ruined almost virtually any other politician. But here, Joe Biden just kept going and going, and nobody knows exactly why.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention that. He gave speeches based on copyrighted information and claimed it to be his own.
That's right. Yeah, that's what we call a big no-no.
Mm-hmm. Well, it worked for him until he got caught, and then he had to somewhat apologize.
Yeah, but in politics, and I remember, I think this was like 1988. That was the same year that we had the Al Gore coming out to run for president and stuff, you know, trying to get through the primaries and so forth back then. And of course, became what, Michael Dukakis?
Yeah. Yep. Mike in the tank.
I just remember that. And but oh well, I don't know, maybe they could have run Joe Biden back then and then we wouldn't have this problem now, because he would have lost anyway.
Yeah, and here comes the music, and it is funny. All right, our first Truckers Highway and Bible report coming up right around the bend. Hang in there, Kyle. Folks, you are listening to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We've got some great weather. It's warmed up 1 degree, 82 degrees, clear skies right here where I'm at. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Shining with a little kiss like that.
Steven Tyler, Aerosmith, Walk This Way. I'm telling you, that never gets old, Kyle.
Right, yeah, that's a great live version, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's something to watch the audience dancing along, having a good old time. I mean, it's their concerts were really wired-up concerts. All right, well, let me take a look over here. Folks, it's going to swelter again in the south. Yep. Into the middle part of the country, then the upper, lower Midwest. It's not going to go much further north than about, let me see here, about I-70. At the very most, but being said, we're going to have some storms in the northeast, some big old thunder boomers, heavy rain in the north plains. We've been getting rain almost every day down here in Florida, pretty good showers, so in the afternoon, if you will, and we're probably going to see them again all weekend long. And then again, we've got some of the schmutz alert to tell you about. Not much, but there's a little bit of it floating around right now. So, Kyle, we do have some weather out west for you to tell everybody about, so have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight over in Oregon. It looks like a lot of that air quality alert is now moved much farther east than Eugene. So the Interstate 5 looks like it's pretty clear. This is still going to be over, though, in the area of Bend, Oregon. Then also we've got covering most of southern and eastern Oregon. We've still got red flag warnings out there. Scattered lightning, basically, could also be in the offing. Also, especially, I think, as we head near Boise, because I think there's a little bit of rain over near Boise. And yes, there is. They're right there along I-84 in the Boise area. Definitely got some rain right now. So it's a little north of Boise, so be careful there. We also, again, in western Oregon, we do have a lot of rain in that part of the state. This is going to be near Riverside, down near Princeton, up near Ironside right now. So be careful of that. Then also, sticking up here in the Pacific Northwest. If you're in the Montana area, again, near Kalispell, down through Missoula. So if you got, if you might be traveling to Missoula tomorrow, you might still have some of that bad air quality. This is all coming from Flathead Lake, the wildfire in that area, so be careful. Then also, of course, we continue aerial flood watches in northern Wyoming and also southeastern Montana, so be aware of that. And then, of course, our extreme and excessive heat warnings continue in the southern Arizona area, Tucson, Phoenix, and on over into the southern California desert area, down through Blythe, also through Indio, Palm Springs area there as well. So, more next hour. Be careful out there.
All righty, let's go up to South Dakota, start out there. The western third of South Dakota, Rapid City, you're going to be coming out of Rapid City in rain. You're going to be in that rain along I-90 for about 100 to 125 miles across your check in South Dakota. And then that rain is over in the western and northwestern one-third of South Dakota. Coming on down to Nebraska, coming out of Colorado, coming up 76, the temperatures are going to be scorching again in the 100-plus degree area, actual temperatures. So it'll be that way till you get up to I-80, and then it'll calm down a little bit. Down into Kansas, across the central part and the eastern part, the eastern half of Kansas, you're going to have 90 to 95 degree weather, except for the southeastern corner of Kansas, where you will have 100 plus degree temperatures. So it'll take you right over into Missouri from there as well. And there's some rain tonight, again, over in Missouri, the eastern part of Missouri, coming out of about Fort Leonard Wood over towards the bottom part of Illinois. Might be in St. Louis by now. And it's also up and into the central part of Missouri right now from the river, from the Mississippi River. Now moving over into Oklahoma, the eastern half of Oklahoma is in a high heat advisory. You're going to have 100-degree-plus temperatures across I-40, up and down I-35, north-south, down into Texas, I-30, going into from Texas going into Arkansas, and those 100-plus degree temperatures will definitely be Little Rock and also over into Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Now, Texas, the Metroplex, you're going to be hit with some really hot temperatures again. That's going to take you over I-20 all the way into Louisiana, all the way into Mississippi. You'll be in it all the way, no ifs, ands, or buts, very hot, 100 to 105 degree actual temperatures, doesn't count the feel like stuff. And then, of course, Sweetwater over towards San Antonio and down into Austin. There's another area of 100 degree plus temperatures in there. And then going on down the Gulf, down towards the bottom, as well as over towards Eagle Pass, you're going to have temperatures in the 90s today. And that 90-degree weather will take you over into Louisiana until you get to New Orleans, and then you'll be up in 100-degree range again. And the southern part of Mississippi across I-10, definitely some scorching hot temperatures approaching 100 degrees. Now, we do have a little bit of schmutz tonight to report. It's in Kentucky. Don't know where it's coming from, but it's really rotten, foul air that's just kind of stagnant and hanging in there. And the southeastern corner of Indiana tonight, you've got the same stagnant air, as well as up along the lake, Lake Erie and Cleveland, over towards Erie, Pennsylvania. You've got an area of just poor air quality. And got a little bit of the same over in the East Coast, Chesapeake Valley, the Bay Area over there, and a little bit along the coastline in North Carolina. Maybe they'll get lucky and that'll all blow out today. So, Kyle, I got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, time to max the points. Max the points in August. During August only, you can start earning up to 5 points per gallon when you use the push for points aspect of the My Rewards Plus app. It's found exclusively within the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center's My Rewards Plus app. You can collect more points on the road and secure more rewards. Check them out today, pilotflyingj.com.
And don't forget, when you go in there, that first shot that you get using that card when you join the fuel program, I believe you're going to save 10 cents. I've got more people telling me that that's the case. And then after that, it's based on usage. The more you use, the cheaper the fuel. So take advantage of that and enjoy the good food that's there. And you got to try those chicken tenderloin strips. They're really good. And those sliced potatoes, they're like a king-size french fry. Sliced potatoes are really good. All right. We'll be right back after the news. Top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.